This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Study with me, if you will, today a lesson based upon 2 Peter chapter 2, beginning with verse 4. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the 8th person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man, dwelling among them in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. For the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished, but chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness, and despise government. Presumptuous are they, unself-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Now this passage makes clear that if there is one thing in all of this world upon which we can depend, it is that God will keep His word. Notice the language of Peter. If God did not spare the angels that sinned, if God did not spare the ancient world in the days of Noah, if God did not spare the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, and so on and on, then his basic argument is that God will not spare any of us. God is not going to spare me if I live a life of rebellion against his will. There are these crucial alternatives. Either God exists or he does not. You yourself either believe that God is, or you believe that he is not. I would dare say that most of those listening to my voice believe that God is. There is a further question, a further alternative. Either God has spoken to us, if he does exist, or he has not spoken. I dare say that most of us, at least, are listening to this broadcast, believe that God has spoken to us and that the Bible is the record of the will of God. Now, either we believe that God exists or we do not. Either we believe that God has spoken or we do not. But there is another alternative. Either God means what he says or he does not. If indeed God is, and if indeed he has spoken to us, if indeed the Bible is the word of God, then he either means it or he does not. Now, if he does not mean it, then we need pay no attention to it. If he does not mean what is said in the Bible, then we can go our way. Each one of us is free to do whatever he wishes to do without any repercussions, without any judgment at all. But on the other hand, if God does mean what he says, then it indeed behooves each of us to find out what the Bible teaches and to give our most earnest attention to it, to bring our lives into harmony with it. I want us to note our lesson to be divided into two main parts. First of all, I want to look and see the Bible evidence of what God's attitude was about what he said, about his word, that is, during Bible times, to go into the Bible and study various stories to see what happened when God gave instruction to man, when he warned him that if he did not do thus and so, that certain things that would be bad would happen. Or if he did do so-and-so, that certain things would come as a result. So let's look at some of these warnings. First of all, his warning to Adam. Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Now notice the instructions which God has given, and the warning which follows it. He told him what to do, to eat of every tree of the garden he wished, except one, and he was not to eat of that. He then gave the warning, for in the day that thou eatest, thou shalt surely die. The serpent, the old devil, says to Eve, thou shalt not surely die. You see, we have the very pattern that we find so much in our world today. Be with us next time as we go into more detail with this particular account and also with others, to see that God really does mean what he says.